A word for you from Proverbs 18 verses 6 and 7. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. If a person is a fool right to the innermost being, then his lips will show it. What he is will be expressed outwardly. Even if he makes a pretense of having a sound opinion, as we read in verse 2, that the fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his own opinion. And God warns us that those lips will lead you into a fight and, in verse 7, into ruin. It's a snare to your soul. Compare it, on the other hand, to the mouth of the wise in verse 4. The mouth of the wise is a fountain of skillful and godly wisdom. It's like a gushing stream, sparkling, fresh, pure, and life-giving. That's from the Amplified Version. Which mouth do you have? Is it refreshing to others? Is it refreshing to God? Because He has given you living water deep inside your soul, and you're expressing that all the time with your mouth. But the fool is one who speaks a lot, and it brings him into a fight, into ruin. In these days of very short text messages, Twitter and things like that, a person sends out a tweet and he is in deep trouble because it was an unguarded moment. Perhaps he thought, as in verse 2, that he's expressing his opinion, and yet he's simply destroying himself, and he gets into a fight and invites heated argument all the time. And that fool's mouth is his ruin. His lips are a snare to his soul. Lo muntu uyalahlwa ngenxa yamazwi akhe, izindebe zakhe zikhombisa ubuwula bomuntu. But have you received God's wisdom? Have you been willing to subject your own intelligence, so to say, into under God's wisdom, that you say, Lord, you are wiser than I am? Now the world will tell you the opposite and say you are not being intelligent if you subject yourself under another one's intelligence. But in fact the Bible speaks of that person being wise, because God is all wise. He is the Almighty God, sovereign, omnipotent. It is only wise to subject our hearts and our lips to His wisdom.